There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
A different member of the Braves roster joins Nick and Chris every day this month on The Fan. Brought to you by Truist Bank. Welcome to Bravesuary. Look, we all put our heads together and this is the best we could come up with. We're not very smart.
How are you, Matt Olson?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Off-season, now that you are, well, you're a veteran. I mean, I'm off-season now compared to maybe the first 1 or 2 years running the league.
Yeah, you know, it's, I think you understand what you need to do a little more, and, you know, it's kind of like everything in the game. You develop a routine that works for you, and off-season, get a little breather, see some people you haven't seen in a while, and get your body ready for the season.
How quickly do you put a season behind you? Has that changed a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe younger, you kind of carried it a little longer. The older you get, the more experience you get. You realize last year doesn't matter at this point. So whether it was good or bad, and you do what you can to improve on whatever area that is for the next season.
What did you learn about this staff last year? Because you come in spring training, you have routines, teams have routines. How much, I guess, easier will it be this year knowing how this group runs and knowing guys as well as you do after a season?
Yeah, you know, I was even talking to my wife about this last week, about how excited I am to already know everybody, already know the place we're at, already know how, you know, Sights and Mags like to work in the cage, and like already having a rapport with them, and just things that, you know, kind of came into, and it was kind of like a learn as you go, especially with the shorter spring last year too. So I'm really excited to, you know, finally feel like settled in, start a new season, and fired up to go.
Do you think it shows itself on the field? Is it, because look, at the end of the day, you know, the elephant in the room is, oh, you replace a guy in Freddie Freeman. And I know BB, I know your agent, we talked a little bit. He says, that's not a problem. The guy can play baseball. He knows he can play baseball. But is there something to the reality of now the second year is, I got a routine down, people know who I am, and it's a little bit easier to go about all of the business of baseball?
Yeah, you know, I honestly think the biggest thing is I hadn't been anywhere else in my career. And, you know, I think it might be something that Murph goes through a little bit this year that I can hopefully help him. But, you know, I've been with one organization. I had, you know, the same hitting coach for 5 years. You see the same people, do the same work. You get used to, you know, what, you know, certain buzzwords that they're saying. And
there is a language in baseball.
For sure, for sure. And, you know, it's on yourself to know yourself, absolutely. But, you know, it's kind of a team as far as when you go out and you go to the cage, you're a team with the hitting coaches. You go out, you're a team with Wash working on your infield. And I think throughout the course of a season, when everybody's chasing results, you kind of have to, you know, it's on the fly a little bit. And, you know, I think it was good. Definitely got more comfortable as the year went on. And like I said, glad it's all settled in.
Yeah,
and
it's about baseball.
Is settled.
It's about baseball.
And right.
The conversation really, it's about baseball.
Yeah.
So how do you assess a season? And I don't mean, do you think about it? Are you a guy you put pen to paper about anything? Do you write goals down? Do you assess a season a certain way? And do you go into a season? Like, what some guys literally have told me over the years, I write stuff down, I just need to see it. Other guys are like, no, I know, I just don't necessarily have to do that.
Yeah, I'm not a pen and paper guy. I think I definitely hold myself to a high standard. So, you know, I know the level of a player that I am and what I hold my standards to. And some stuff is just always going to go different throughout the course of the season, whether it's good or bad or in between. You know, I want to play 162 games every year, and I hit a ball off an L screen and it came back, hit me in the eye in 2021. I had to miss a couple games. You know, it's just some stuff's going to go a little different. And that's the biggest thing. You got to be willing and able to adjust. That's what the best players do.
And really, also, it's the bad times are less it's less bad days in a row. Like, the really good players figure it out. It's not just, oh, see, I put that behind me. But they keep the bad stretches. And then the really, really good players keep the good stretches going as long as possible.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there. You know, you watch all the best hitters in baseball go have one bad game, two bad games, and it's gone.
And a box and gone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's one of the tougher things to do in baseball.
Sure.
And it's what separates the great from the good. And, yeah, you said it.
What was it like playing in front? And this is not a knock at Oakland, really, but playing in front of more people, playing in an atmosphere that was conducive to noise.
It's so much better. And, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm throwing any shade. Obviously, a great organization and the organization that gave me a chance at a high school.
Sure.
But, you know, it's a lot different when there's 4,000 people in the fans and there's 40,000. And as a player, you really feed off that energy. And, I mean, I go right back to thinking about that Mets series, the big Mets series here at the end of the year. I mean, that was probably the best environment that I've been in. And we go out, sweep them, and, you know, put ourselves in the spot for the division. And, you know, I don't know if we're doing that if there's 5,000-10,000 in the stands.
Yeah. Last one. Production for a player, sometimes we look at numbers, and whether you like old school numbers, newer school numbers, players know what production is more than any piece of paper. So did I do something today to help my team win? It might not show up the way that the numbers say, oh, what kind of day was it? Are you at that point in your career where you really understand production? How did I help my team win a baseball game today?
I think so. You know, it's easy to look at a 4-4 game and say I helped the team win, but, you know, I think at the end of the day it matters if it's a win in the column or a loss in the column. And winning 101 games last year, I'd say we did a pretty good job, especially after not the best start. You know, if you're not having a good day at the plate, you can help the guys win on the bases or in the field. And, you know, might go for one, move a guy over to third, and next guy drives a guy in.
Right.
And I think when everybody's fully on board, and I totally think we are here, you see a good winning ball club. And it's funny how when you worry about winning, all the stats follow. And I think we did that a lot in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of wins still.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
man. Really do.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.